Mr. Little glared fiercely at George. "I was just trying to help my own brother," said George, shaking his head as he carried the sauce back to the kitchen. "Let's all call to Stuart," suggested Mrs. Little. "It is quite possible that the mousehole branches and twists about, and that he has lost his way." "Very well," said Mr. Little. "I will count three. Then we will all call. Then we will all keep perfectly quiet for 3 seconds, listening for the answer." He took out his watch. Mr. and Mrs. Little and George got down on their hands and knees and put their mouths as close as possible to the mouse hole. Then they all called,
"Stuart!"
And then they all kept perfectly still for 3 seconds. Stuart, from his cramped position inside the rolled-up shade, heard them yelling in the pantry and called back, but he had such a weak voice and was so far inside the shade that the other members of the family did not hear his answering cry. "Again," said Mr. Little, "one, two, three.
Stop!"